legislation creating a compensation fund for people the state has wrongfully convicted was voted out of a committee last week. Under State Representative Sean Lynn's bill, wrongfully convicted people could get compensated by the state if their conviction is reversed, vacated, or they are found not guilty in a new trial. A person wrongfully convicted would be eligible for $50,000 a year for each year of imprisonment. Elmer Daniels served 39 years for a rape he says he never committed. Despite faulty hair evidence, Delaware's Department of Justice maintains there's still enough evidence to convict him, but it supported his release last year. Daniels says he has nothing.
During those 39 years, my friends and families, like I said, had kids, houses, cars, worked, careers. And all of you sitting here made decisions and choices. Some things worked out for you in your life. Some things didn't. But you all had freedom to try.
Advocates for the legislation have concerns about some parts of it. If the wrongfully convicted person accepts the award, they're barred from civil litigation against the state, along with federal civil litigation. Supporters also want changes to the new evidence requirement and the burden of proof threshold. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.